Hey Daniel, guess what? There's some exciting news coming out of Cumbria that I think our aerospace folks might find interesting.
Oh really, what's going on?
Jennings Brewery in Cockermouth is being revived under new local ownership. That's right, after being closed since 2022, the historic brewery is set to reopen.
That's pretty cool, who's taking it over?
Two local entrepreneurs, Kurt and Rebecca Canfield. Kurt is the CEO of an engineering company called Delkia, and Rebecca runs a wine and spirits business called Wine and the Wood.
I see, and what's their plan for the brewery?
They want to bring back Jennings beer to Cockermouth. They've acquired the site along with all the trademarks, recipes, and intellectual property.
That sounds ambitious. How long will it take before they start brewing again?
Well, the current bottled beer under the Jennings brand will still be sold by Carlsberg Britvic until March 2025. Then production will transfer to the new company, Jennings Brewery Limited.
What about the actual brewing process? Any unique aspects to it?
Oh yes, the brewery has its own well, which is crucial for making authentic Jennings beer. Rebecca mentioned that the local water is what makes the beer so special.
That does sound unique. I can imagine the community is pretty excited about this.
Absolutely. The Canfields want to preserve the heritage of the Maltings building, which is a historic landmark in Cockermouth. They also plan to create several new jobs, including a head brewer and a local sales team.
Who's already on board with this new venture?
Chris France, founder of Beer Hawk, is joining as managing director. He's from the Lake District and has a deep connection to the brewing history of the area.
That's a solid team. What about the future of the brewery?
Kurt mentioned that critical repairs are needed before they can start brewing again, but they're committed to enhancing the site while respecting its heritage.
That's great to hear. It sounds like they're taking this project seriously and with a lot of care.
Definitely, and they're even reaching out to the community for potential new team members. Pretty exciting stuff.
I agree, it's always heartening to see local businesses taking the lead in preserving their heritage. Well done to the Canfields and their team.